The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to the brilliant Adam Gilchrist, because we're not going to talk Brexit today. We're going to talk snow, because there's been up to, what, about 4 inches of snow across the UK. But we can forget that too. He wants to say something, I'm told, about research on the old ice age. Here he goes.
Yes, and I'm not blaming Brexit for either
no.
or for this research either for that. But this is very interesting, actually. This is from University College London. They have basically worked out that rampant disease and the colonization of the Americas 500 years ago led to a mini ice age. They reckon that around about 1500 or so, there were 60 million people living in the Americas. By 100 to 200 years later, it was more like 6 million, because the Europeans took with them disease and death to all the Native Americans and so forth. Throw in warfare, slavery, and the result that vast areas of farmland returned to nature, therefore caused huge amounts of CO2 to be pulled out of the atmosphere. They reasoned that CO2 levels fell by up to 10 parts per million. The world currently churns out, by the way, about 3 parts per million per year. So just to give you an idea, that's a big change. Instant mini ice age. Maybe we could do that again.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it all. Look, a quick one for the week. The high street.
Yeah, really interesting. Just a little snapshot of our high street. I wonder if it's similar with you guys.
Definitely.
Hundreds of fashion retailers and pubs have been forced to close. Other losers on the high street, according to this report, electrical shops, Italian restaurants, specifically Italian, and charity stores. But the winners are surprising. Along with the predictable more supermarkets, we have more bookshops, stationers, coffee shops, ice cream parlours, and the biggie, the real biggie, museum gift shops. Apparently 52% of us went to a museum gift shop last year. We're not going to the museum, it's just the gift shops, you understand. Mm. It's a gross business.
Yes. Well, I'm in the other 48, but I'm sure you are as well. All right, Mr. Gilchrist, you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll Brexit you on Monday.